Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, everyone. Thank you all for joining in with us tonight on this first Monday of the year. Thank God for allowing us to do the Monday night ministry on 1/1/18, which is allowing Blog Talk to be presented from Smile 3E Iron Sharpening Iron Ministry on the first Monday of the year. So the first day of the year, we're doing Blog Talk. So we would like to say thank you for joining us. So we will have 51 more Mondays that we will be bringing Smile 3E Iron Sharpening Iron Ministry. We would like to say thank you again for taking this time out on this New Year's Day. You could have been doing anything else, but you called in on Blog Talk to visit with us to hear the Word of God. We would like to say we are glad to be able to bring the word to you 8 p.m. this Eastern Standard Time, 9 p.m. Sorry, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Forgive me, we have a little noise in the background because we are still having family festivities where we try to get together on the first Monday of the year on New Year's Day with not just Blog Talk, to have time with God, but to take time out with the family where we are praying with and for one another, believing God for his awesome miracles that he's going to perform in the body of Christ, in the United States, matter of fact, the world, as well as in my family. I would like to say, I would like for us to join together and go into prayer right now. God, we're asking you to forgive us. We're asking you to bless us continuously, O Lord, in 2018. We're asking you those things that was in 2017 that we said we were putting on a resolution. God, we're not, I don't want to say it, putting it in the resolution. I want to say, God, putting it as a statement. God, I believe that 2018 is not just the year of the new beginning, but the year of speaking those things that those are trusting us to do what we got to do, keeping us in your place and keeping us with ministry that's doing what all you said to do. God, I would just ask you to bring our family together to allow us to just be on one accord. And those things I would like to say in Jesus' name. I know it is so. Excuse me for being distracted, but I got family members going past while I'm trying to do this ministry line. Close it up, baby. And just doing what only you can allow us to do, God. I'm thanking you for being for this time and season of the new beginning. So on tonight, I would like to say thank you, God. Thank you and amen. On tonight, I'm asking you all to join with me to greet and close the door, Jada. Close the door, baby. Excuse me again. I'm asking you all to touch and agree with me with bringing this woman forth. What I mean by touch and agree with me, to just touch in our spirit and agree that we are glad to receive the word of God that's coming forth through the woman of God, Prophetess Dr. Serena Wright will be bringing forth the word on tonight. And I don't know if she's here yet on the line. I don't know if she's available and ready to just bring forth the word of God. So we're going to just find out. Dr. Wright, are you on the line yet? Okay, since she's not, we're going to just ask everyone to just put in their heart and their mind what they wanted God for, what they want God to do for them, what they're trusting God with on tonight, what they're trusting God with in their heart, that what they just putting on the altar before God to ask God to just work it out in their hearts, in their life, and in their family. We're just asking you all to just put it up before God and not just speak on those things and not just put it up before God, but to believe those things. But just know that God is God, and only God can just do those things in the way that he said he would do, and know that only God will be able to bring forth those things that he said will be in his word. I tell y'all, I came in this spot to come to the side. I'm at Apostle Sandra Thomas' house, and I asked her for a quiet place, and I tell you, there was no traffic going through to here. It just seemed like once you get ready to start talking about what the word of God is going to say to the body of Christ and what God is doing in the body of Christ, it just seemed like traffic just started coming through. And it just started doing only what that they're going to do, just moving around. So, Dr. Wright, are you on the line as of now?
I am, woman of God. I'm on the line.
Yes. So I'm going to give it over to you to just minister on tonight. Just let God have his way with you. To just let God do it only I could do. And I'm just trusting to believe you are going to break some yoke. You're going to just get into the spirit of the people and allow the spirit of God to just take over and control. In Jesus' name, I believe that. It's in your hands, Dr. Wright.
Thank you, woman of God. We are so excited and so blessed for this honor and this privilege to share on Blog Talk. I am so amazed at what God has given man, that he has created a platform that has addresses that indicate that you get access to the whole wide world. And so on www.blogtalkradio.com, or if you are listening by phone, please know that the whole wide world is listening in. They may listen in on an archived message, or they may be listening in live, or you yourself may have dialed in live. And I know that some are thinking, well, who would possibly dial in on January 1st of 2018, where everybody's celebrating and everyone's still out, or there are some that may have had a few too many drinks and they're so hungover, they're not dialing Blog anything. But let me tell you something. Everyone does not live in North America. There are some people, you all, that are so grateful that they made it to today. There are some people that are not as fortunate. There are some that have their ear pressed so tightly to the mouth of God. They're always ready to call in and to hear him. They are reading and studying his word and are listening for the echoing and for the confirmation of what he has said to them in such a way that their hunger never dies out. And so we are aware and we are honored that this is a privilege, praise the Lord, to minister, to talk, to share something that the Lord has placed on our heart. We have just come back from our annual international outreach through Mission 5511, where we went and shared the love of Jesus, that he has given us the most precious gift through his son Jesus, and we get to celebrate and commemorate the birth of Jesus on December 25th. And so we have an annual project in the village of Carrières in the northern region of Haiti, about an hour and 20 minutes north of Port-au-Prince there, that we go and we're able to share with a group of young people that are being group parented. Listen to that language. You all, we've got to watch what we call things. They may have been orphaned, hallelujah, but they're not orphans. The people that God has assigned to care for them become their parents and their mentors and the ones that lead them, hallelujah. And if you allow the revelation of that to burst open in your heart, because you may have been left by your wife, but you're not alone. Praise God. You may not have any money, but you are not poor. We've got to be very mindful of what we call things in 2018. Praise the name of Jesus. Now, if you would allow me, I don't have a slogan or a poem. I just have to tell you and say what God has given me to say. But whatever you are saying for this year, if it rhymes or if it doesn't, no matter how you're celebrating this new beginning of a calendar that was set by men, praise the name of Jesus. No matter how you're celebrating it, celebrate it on purpose. Be absolute about it. Let your focus represent your new identity. Let your decisions represent your new mindset. Let everything that's old go away and everything that's new come forward in the name of Jesus. We are so excited about what God has finished for us and placed before us a wonderful responsibility to bring forward in this realm and dimension. Praise the name of Jesus. We are so grateful for the woman of God, Apostle Alexa Celia Kaiser, and for Sylvia Kaiser, all those that man this platform, for Brandon. And we are just grateful to them and speak God's increase over their life. We also are so honored that God chose us to be trained and nurtured and shaped and formed by Apostle Sandra Thomas, you all, a general like none other, that is willing to stand in the face of all circumstances, not just for herself, praise the name of Jesus, but there are some leaders that will stand for you. My God in heaven, I know it may just be me, but there were days where I was lying when I should have been standing, and God had the woman of God stand for me, declare for me, believe for me. I know you say that's not possible, but I'm telling you what I've lived, that her prayers went out before me because I was so broken or battered. I had been so weathered by my sin choices and my disobedience that I could not utter a word, that life had happened to me in such a succession that I could not say one thing, could not even inhale. I know there was a writer that said she was waiting to exhale, but I remember a few months I was waiting to inhale, and I believe, I'm telling you what I believe, that God has some generals that are standing on the front line. They're not taking down, and if they have to, they'll take in breath for you. Praise the name of Jesus. My God, I'm telling you what I believe, hallelujah, that God will allow them to intercede and to pray and to put the breath of life in their mouths for you, hallelujah, and to blow it in your direction until you're able to gain your footing. Any of us that have been mentored by Apostle Sandra Thomas, I guarantee you, we all have similar stories. We are grateful to God for the vessel that God has created and shaped in his image in Apostle Sandra Thomas. We relentlessly declare that what God has promised is what we have. Hallelujah. And we just thank God for it manifesting, for it showing up in this dimension, for us wowing those that are well trained and knowledgeable. But God says he'll take foolish things and absolutely puzzle, confuse, and confound those that think they know. And so we are looking forward to every single thing God has spoken concerning Apostle Sandra Thomas. We continue to speak and celebrate and declare that she not only is victorious and conquering, but she's more than conquering everything that comes before her. Every time we get the opportunity to agree with her in prayer, we count it a privilege. And we also are grateful for the Fountain of Living Waters Church. That is our local assembly. I would encourage you to do a large, long shout out for your church, because that's what I plan to do. That's where God assigned me. That's where God raised me and reared me and chastened me and chastised me and formed me and encouraged me and nurtured me and poured the oil of his anointing on me. And I'm guaranteeing you that if you sit and submit yourself where he's assigned you, you'll have wonderful things to say about God. He's going to show up where he assigned you. He's going to have them speak words of life where he assigned you. They're going to deliver at the right time a word of correction, a word of chastening, a word of encouragement where he assigned you. And you'll have wonderful things to say about your local assembly, just like I do about the Fountain of Living Waters Church. You all, let me tell you, I know we're not the only one, but we're one of them that are allowing God to have his... Wait a minute. In the name of Jesus. And so we just thank you, God. We praise your name and we glorify you. Hallelujah. For what you have done in the local assembly. God, we thank you. We thank you now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you, Father, and we give you praise and we give you glory and we give you honor. And without any further announcement, we will go right into the word. We will not be with you long. We're going to say exactly what the Spirit of the Lord would have us say, and then we will be done. If you will turn with me to the book of Acts, the 27th chapter, to the book of Acts. Praise the name of Jesus. We just thank God. We thank God that he is doing exactly what he said. We praise your name, God, and we glorify you. If you will go with me to Acts, the 27th chapter of Acts. We just thank you, Lord. We're going to point out a few scriptures in Acts, the 27th chapter and the 28th chapter, and share with you something that the Spirit of the Lord has been using to bless us. Hallelujah. We're going to start then in Acts 27. We're going to start verse 21. And in the Amplified Bible, it says, "Then as they had eaten nothing for a long time, Paul came forward into their midst and said, 'Men, you should have listened to me. You should not have put the sea and should not have put to sea from Crete and brought on this disaster and harm and misery and loss. But even now I beg you to be in good spirits and take heart, for there will be no loss of life among you, but only of the ship. For this very night there stood by my side an angel of God to whom I belong and whom I serve and worship. And he said, 'Do not be frightened, Paul. It is necessary for you to stand before Caesar. And behold, God has given you all those who are sailing with you.'" He said, back in 22, he said, "But even now I beg you to be in good spirits and take heart. But there will be no loss of life among you, but only of the ship. For this very night there stood by me an angel of the God to whom I belong and whom I serve and worship. And he said, 'Don't be frightened. It's necessary for you to stand before Caesar, and behold, God has given you all those who are sailing with you.'" And so what God has been impressing upon me, hallelujah, praise God, that, listen, let me tell you something. I know that nobody wants to have any kind of news that is anything less than exuberant, encouraging, inspirational, and motivational as the year turns. But the reality is some of the things that we will face in the beginning of the year, hallelujah, are things that we brought upon ourselves. I'm just talking to a few choice people where we should have listened. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Where we should have listened and what we will experience, because let me tell you, this is good news, is that there will be loss of the ship, but there will be no loss of life. Let me tell you something, people of God. Every time we experience something, every time we go through something, we begin to use the Bible like a magic wand, like saying, well, everything is going to be this. And if I say this, but people of God, I want to share with you that it is going to be as the Spirit of the Lord has spoken. It is going to be what God has said. And I cannot say that the ship will be lost as a punishment, but I do know that decisions have consequences. And there are some things that will happen in the beginning of the year, and you will look back and say, I lost that ship because I should have listened. Even Paul himself said, there are some things I learned to obey because I suffered. And I know this may not be popular, but it's still what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. He is calling us to a place of reckoning. Everyone has a New Year's resolution, and I think that's wonderful. There are some things that should be resolved, dissolved, but that's not the message. But there should be resolutions. After 30 years, you should have made your mind up about something. After you've been saved since you were 2 and you're 102, there is something you should be able to resolve. But we don't want to resolve without the balance of God. We don't want to resolve without understanding. There are some times we have to go back and admit we just should have listened. Hallelujah. That's a simple place. That's a repentant place. Somebody say cue repentance. I didn't say cue condemnation. I didn't say cue emotions. I didn't say cue a bunch of tears and dramatics. I said cue repentance. Change your mind. Change the way you think about not listening to God, because it can often lead to you losing your ship. Now, I don't know. I'm telling you, I don't know what your ship will be. It may be that you lose an important phone number, or God, heaven forbid, you lose your phone, or it may be that you lose a job or lose a promotion. It may be that you lose a place of trust in a relationship that was important to you, but the substance won't be lost. But what I can tell you is that the Spirit of the Lord wants you to reflect in devotions and meditations and in an honest and a pure heart and say, Spirit of the Lord, I just should have listened. Paul told him, he said, you should have listened, and you should have never brought this out here. And look at all of this that's going to be lost as a result of it. But let me tell you, in the face of that will be lost, be of good cheer. Life won't be lost. The substance won't be lost. The essence won't be lost. The opportunity might be lost, but your life won't be lost, and there'll be another opportunity. But what God wants you to take into that next marriage, what he wants you to take to the next conversation you have with that 15-year-old daughter, what God wants you to take to that next job is, I should have listened. He wants you to have already turned. He wants you to have already repented and have a new mindset about where you'll be in him when that opportunity comes again. The ship will be lost, but no life will be lost. Be in good spirit. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. That no life will be lost among you. Opportunities will come again. Relationships can be repaired, but there will be a ship that will be lost. He said, because I'm telling you, an angel came and he told me this to an angel that is of the God that I belong to. So he was giving credibility to the message. He was giving credibility to the message. And he said that he told him, he said, because it's necessary for you to stand before Caesar. Praise the name of Jesus. He said, because it's necessary. And let me tell you, people of God, even though you may face something uncomfortable and inconvenient, and even though there will be a loss, there is coming a necessary. Hallelujah. And all God wants you to do is be ready. There is coming a necessary. Somebody you have got to say something to. A place where you've got to refuse to compromise. I promise you, if you're listening to me tonight, you're on your way to a necessary. You're on your way to a place, to an appointment that no one can change. It's a heaven appointment. And even though you're just going to be coming out of a loss, He said, be of good spirit. Turn. Know that you just should have listened and be ready for your necessary. You've got to go before season. You've got to be prepared. Your heart has got to be sold out. That's got to be the place of resolve, the promise. He said, God said life won't be lost. And so as you are going through this season, and as the ship is coming apart, and as the pieces are breaking, be of good spirit. God just wants you to be able to say, I should have listened. He wants there to be a place of repentance to prepare you for your necessary, because there's something greater coming. Paul standing before Caesar was an even greater thing. He couldn't be weak and willy. He couldn't be uncertain and unsure, no matter what had happened. And we're still in the 27th chapter, and I'm telling you by the Spirit of the Lord that God wants you to repent. He doesn't want you to look at this as, oh, 2018 is coming now, and this is January 1st, and I'm looking at nothing but ship pieces. I'm looking at nothing but wood and random pieces of metal. Listen, what God is urging us to do tonight is to go into our authentic hearts and say, God, I just should have listened. But I thank you right now that life won't be lost. The essence of this thing is not going to be lost. But I'm going to be prepared for this next go-round because it's a necessary. This is a one we can't miss. Praise the name of Jesus. The next one is one you can't miss on. The next one is the necessary. I'm telling you by the Spirit of God, your next trial is the necessary. That's the one you've got to have your footing sure. That's the one you've got to know in whom you have believed. That's the one when you've got to know what God has promised. That's the one you've got to know what God has said, because then you'll be before the magistrates. Your gift will have made room for you. You'll be standing before them, and it'll be so much temptation to compromise. But because you've walked through your chapter 27, I'm telling you, God's preparing you for a necessary. And it is necessary. It's one that can't be missed. It's one that can't be backed up on. It's one that can't be avoided. It's a necessary. And God simply wants his people to be ready. How many people know that if we allow him, God will prepare you? He's not calling for a perfect people, but for those that are willing to be perfected, those that are willing to say, God, I just should have, I wouldn't have even lost that ship. Let me sit in my authentic place, in the place where I say, search me and know me. And God, there is something in here that just wouldn't listen. But God, I am in my repentance. I am being of good spirit. Because the promise is still before me. Life is not going to be lost. Because God is about to take you to your necessary. Hallelujah. Let me make this real brief. In the 28th chapter, even though they knew that the ship was going to come apart, let me tell you, there's one thing to know something's going to happen. There's something altogether different in chapter 28 when it actually happens. Let me tell you, knowing your ship's going to come apart is very different from sitting knee-deep in ice-cold water in the rain, and you can't swim. Let me tell you something. By the time Paul got to the 28th chapter, he was shipwrecked and had found himself trying to figure out where in the world he was. Don't you know sometimes, people of God, when we don't listen, things become so tumultuous and confusing. You have to figure out that you're on the island of Melita. You have to go and realize and recognize and say, okay, where am I? And let me try to figure out Who here should I pray with? Who here can I talk to? Which of the pastors at the church can I share this particular situation with? Because after I have done that and turned away, and I find myself now in the 28th chapter, but let me tell you, he told them, be of good spirit. I'm telling you, this is not bad news. But we have to understand that sometimes we're in situations because we just would not listen. My God from glory, we're trying to resolve it away. We're trying to party it away. We're trying to drink and sex it away. Let me get real tight. We're trying to give an offering to make it go away. But at the end of the day, we just should have listened. Don't you know that I believe if Saul had just came clean, he could have kept his kingship? Sometimes you just have to be honest and say, I should have listened. So let me tell you, we'll end up in the 28th chapter of Acts somewhere that we may not have originally in the perfect plan and will of God had been had we had listened. But I'm telling you, he said, be of good cheer. Because in that second verse of the 28th chapter of Acts, he said that the natives in a land that he didn't even know where he was, this is where they ended up after they were shipwrecked, that they welcomed them and received them, and they showed them hospitality. Because even when God begins to chasten, and even when some things come apart, God's grace, hallelujah, God's grace will have a stranger help you. You will find uncommon favor in the midst of a mess you made. Hallelujah. But do you know that Paul said that should we sin because grace abounds? Let me tell you, I'm trying to get you to understand that God wants you to recognize that you should have listened. I can't get away from that. But let me tell you, the uncommon favor that you will come upon in the 28th chapter, if we are not careful, don't you know that we'll take the grace of God and make it justify our disobedience instead of dialing back to that 27th chapter and say, no, God's making these people be nice to me. God's unlocking uncommon favor before me, but I promise you, I know I should have listened. God gave me a second chance, and God gave me that 85th chance, and God gave me that 1,457th chance, and he's favored me, and I've got money that I don't even know where it came from, and promotions that I know I don't deserve, but I can tell you, I know I should have listened. Just because God blesses doesn't mean that God doesn't want our hearts to be pure and examined by him. That doesn't mean that God doesn't want us to be honest before him. And he goes on to say how Paul even began to gather the sticks after they found themselves on the island of Melita, and the strangers there were so kind to them. Even Paul began to be humble, because you know he could have gotten into such much, because he was still the apostle. He was still the sent one. He could have gotten in the such much, but no, he remained humble. And in this season, let me tell you that the promise of God has gone before you. And even though in the beginning of the year, things may not be aligned correctly, because there is something there that you could have added your immediate obedience to. God just simply wants us to repent, not become emotional and dramatic, but he wants us to get before him with pure hearts and say, God, I just should have listened. I see, I do, I did hear you say, make a quick right. I turned a broad left. I just should have listened. And I realized, God, I recognize that I won't have this particular ship, but I will take into my next assignment, into my next appointment, into my next decision a repentant heart, that I realize I should have listened. I won't let my next ship get wrecked. I won't let my next marriage come apart. I won't let a rebellious teenager make me throw away the years I invested. Hallelujah. I won't let discrimination make me lose my promotion. Listen to what God is saying. He wants us to bring a repentant heart into our next appointment. But in the midst of what we are in, don't you know that God's grace will still show up? He'll still have you with unusual favor. He'll have the people on the island of Melita be nice to you and try to start a fire for you because you came out of such cold waters when your ship came apart. And he'll have people that will walk you through devastation, loss, grieving, infirmity, diagnosis, heartache, betrayal. He'll have someone come maybe that you didn't even expect, people that you don't even merit, those that are not of your custom. These people on Melita, they weren't Greek and they weren't Roman. And so that's why in some versions of the Bible, they're called barbarians, meaning that they were not cultured and custom like the Greek and the Roman. But don't you know that God's grace will show up in a way that you don't expect, that he'll put a message in the mouth of a donkey, that he'll put the money in the mouth of a fish? Listen, God's grace is always going before us. God's plan is not to destroy us, but to bring us to repentance, that we might manifest, that we might be those that carry his image and the agenda of the King through the earth. I am here to tell you that God will give you unusual favor even as he takes you to your necessary. Don't get distracted. Even those people, they may not be full of wisdom and knowledge. They may not know. Because as Paul began to move those branches, those wood pieces, those bundles of sticks, the scripture says, onto the fire. Don't you know that that's where the snake was? That's where the small creature was? Hallelujah. That's where the small creature was. And so we don't want to relax. Hallelujah. When we know we're going to our necessary. That's why the Spirit of the Lord said, introduce it early, that I'm trying to get them to a place of repentance because they are going to a necessary. You're going to a pivotal decision. You're going to a destiny decision. God's just preparing you. 2018 may not have come in all dressed up and beautiful. You may be looking at pieces of a wrecked ship. You may be looking right at a divorce decree. You may be looking at a child's report card that letters don't even, they're letters written way beyond F. They're giving your son M's and Q's. He's doing so poorly in school. But let me tell you, you put the promise before you. You repent for those places that you should have listened and prepare your heart for your necessary. There are going to be some that are going to be of an unusual custom, those that you would have never expected that are going to come. They're going to welcome you and receive you. They're going to do what they can to be kind to you. But no matter what happens, don't be distracted. If a small creature grabs onto you and latches on, don't be distracted. If a small creature latches on because of the heat that was created in that welcoming environment, don't you be distracted. You are still on your way to your necessary. Praise the name of Jesus. There will even be an outreach, a new level of ministry. There was even a time in the time that Paul was there that he ministered to, that he healed some of the people. One of the servant's fathers was sick and he healed him. And Paul had done many miracles before. But sometimes we think in the midst of a wrecked ship that God won't call on us to be used. used in the midst of a wrecked ship, that God won't grant us uncommon favor. None of that is true. But I'm telling you, for 2018, keep your eyes out for your necessary. There's a paradigm shift ahead for you, woman of God. If you meet your necessary at that point, at that decision tree, you've got to know who you are. You've got to know whose you are. He said the angel came and he was the angel of the God to whom I belong. God is just preparing us for our necessary. He said it's necessary that you go before Caesar, because there is a decision coming in this year. It's a necessary decision. It's a decision that must be made correctly. It's a decision that must be made without compromise. It's a decision that must be made with a face fixed like flint, with your eyes looking only to the Father. There's a necessary decision coming, hallelujah, that is going to turn your life upside down, and God's simply preparing you. Everybody, 2018 is not dressed and blessed, and you know how we make it rhyme, and it's going to be on the scene because it's 2018. Everybody's not there today, but I'm telling you, if you're listening to the sound of my voice, there's a necessary coming. There is a decision that is going to change the rest of your life, and it is coming in 2018. Be ready. Have your heart repented. Don't be distracted by the small creatures that latch on. Don't be surprised by the uncommon favor, even of strangers. Keep your heart humble. When it's time to make a fire, don't be so much in your title that you don't go get sticks. You won't be killed if the small creature latches on, because the promise is already established that life will not be lost among you, that business won't be lost, that promise won't be lost, that son won't be lost. Don't be distracted, be repented. Don't be discouraged, be repented. Just tell God, I know I should have. Just turn from that. Let your heart reflect your new mindset, and let God prepare you for the necessary. There is a decision coming in this year for you, woman of God. There is a decision coming for you this year, man of God, that is going to turn the entire of your life upside down. You must be ready. Hallelujah. How will you be ready? Because you will have repented. Hallelujah. You will remind yourself of the promise. Even when you're looking at wrecked pieces, you'll remind yourself of the promise. You will not be surprised by the uncommon favor of strangers. You will stay humble. And I am telling you, at the point of your necessary, you will be ready to make the decision that will align you with the next dimension of your life in Him. People of God, let's get our hands up and say, God, I hear you today. I hear you and I receive you. I receive your word as being spoken, that I do recognize there are replaces where I should have listened. I have wrecked this ship because I should have listened, but God, 2018 finds me repented. I'm now reminding myself of the promise that even as I'm looking at the pieces, that no life will be lost among me, that the essence of this thing will not be destroyed. And as I go forward, I won't be surprised by the uncommon favor of strangers, that your grace will still be my provision, that your hand will still go before me to have those to help and assist. My humility will be in place, and I will be focused. I will not be distracted by any small creatures that latch on, because I know from this message tonight that there is an appointment that is necessary, that is coming in 2018, that is going to turn the entire of my life and ministry, marriage and children, business and career, absolutely on its head. And for that, God, we celebrate you. We glorify you and we magnify you. We thank you, God, that you are the God of grace, that you are the God that prepares us, that you are a promise-keeping God. And we look forward, God, to being ready for our necessary in 2018. Woman of God, it's back to you.
Thank you so much for the word on tonight, Dr. Wright. We are, like I say, doing family time. So I'm just going to touch and agree that I know what you said was sent by God. Is there anyone that is excited about what they heard tonight? Is there anyone out there that want to just speak into the woman of God's life to encourage her and just let her know that you know that she was sent by God on this first day of the new year to bring forth that word? I'm asking Apostle Elect Cecilia Kaiser to open the lines, which she said they are open. Is there anyone that would like to speak into the woman of God's life to just let her know, we thank you for spending the first day of the new year to just speak into our life and just let us know that we thank you for taking an assignment that God has put forth.
Thank you, Dr. Wright. I thank God for everything that he said through you and said to us on this first day of the new year. And for us to start off a new year with saying not only do we accept what God allows, but we're willing to be obedient, that we're willing to be accountable, we're willing to be responsible. I mean, there's so many great nuggets. And so I would ask everyone, if you don't say anything tonight, go back and listen to this particular message every week. At minimum, listen to it at least once a week for all of January and watch this word take you to a whole nother place, because there's nothing like the beginning of the year, right? And Dr. Serena Wright has definitely placed the word in our bellies and in our minds and in our hearts for us to live by this first day of January. So thanks so much, woman of God.
Thank you, Apostle Lake Cecilia, for speaking those words into the woman of God's life. I just want to say to Dr. Wright, I thank you for having in your spirit the excitement to let people know that even though it's considered a holiday, even though it's considered a day where people lay back and relax and just sit back and think about what's coming and what they left, even though it's a day that we could have used as an excuse, I want to say thank you for taking the time out to say, God, still today, I'm going to relax in you. I'm going to sit back and purpose in you. I'm going to sit back and allow your word to come out of my mouth to minister to your people, to the body of Christ. I want to say thank you for that on this day, January the 1st, 2018. Is there anyone else that would like to speak to the woman of God's life on tonight? So I'm holding on, waiting. Dr. Wright, is there anything that you would like to put out there, like your cheap, as you call it, your little cheap plug? Is there anything you would like to say on tonight?
You know, woman of God, I don't have any announcements as of now. However, if anything comes available, you know, if anything should have been announced, then please reach out to us on Facebook. I'm at CYRENE Wright, and we'll start to post those things on Facebook if there were any announcements. I am just getting back into the U.S., and so I don't know if there's anything, to be honest, but I definitely don't want anyone to miss that opportunity to be a part. So if there are any announcements before we get to share with you again, then we'll definitely post those on Facebook. But thank you for that opportunity, woman of God.
Okay, thank you so much, and thank God for safe travel to bring you back into the United States without any problem or illness or sickness. We thank God for covering you while you were in your travels foreign. We want to say, again, thanks to everyone for just tuning in tonight. Yeah, I just don't know. I can't thank you enough, because I do know we could use this as a day to put God aside, but we don't do that. We just say, God, if you give me the ability, if you give me the way, if you give me the opportunity, God, as long as I'm able, I'm going to do what I'm going to do, and I'm asking God to keep me on assignment, because I don't want to give no room to the devil. I don't want to have an idle mind. I don't want my hands to be sitting around idle. God, I want to be able to do what you have given me to do concerning your kingdom, about your business. Regardless if I'm with my family or whatever, I'm going to still take that time out to set to the side and say, I got to give this time to God. And I thank God for the woman of God that also said the same thing on tonight. God, this hour is for you. Because even, didn't Jesus say, couldn't you pray with me just for an hour? So I'm just saying to the body of Christ, we just wanted to touch and agree with one another to hear the word of God just for an hour. So just be here. So I want to say to you all, thank you again for this Monday night. We're here every Monday night from 8 p.m. Central Standard Time and 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I want to also tell you, don't forget about Friday night. So we are here with Elder Kathy Kendall from 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And don't forget Sunday mornings with Apostle Elect Cecilia Kaiser and Minister Sheila Kaiser and Minister Brandon Kaiser with Let's Talk. Every Sunday morning at 7 a.m., they are here on Blog Talk. So don't forget to keep Blog Talk in your mind, in your heart, and allow it to operate in your spirit. So until next Monday, don't forget our foundational scripture, Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So until next Monday, I want to tell you, like Apostle Elect Cecilia has said earlier, keep God first. Don't forget to go back and listen to these archives, especially this one on tonight, to start your year off with a new beginning in a new season with Only Allow What God Allow. I'm going to ask Apostle Elect Cecilia Kaiser if she have any plugs or announcements that she would like to make before I ask Dr. Wright to close us out in prayer.
Now, just want to tell everybody that, like Dr. Wright said, she's just getting back from awesome, awesome ministry over in Haiti. So if you have anything that you want to bless her with, not only financially, but spiritually in prayer, words of encouragement, just supporting her ministry, because that is such a great and awesome thing that she has done with going overseas and blessing so many people, and just with Happy Birthday, Jesus, just the ministry of Dr. Sabrina Wright. So that will be my announcement on tonight, to support what she's already done and what she's yet doing.
Thank you, Apostle. We'd like to hear your words of encouragement and just speak it into the woman of God's life. I just want to say, before I turn it over to Dr. Sabrina Wright, I just want to say to everyone, just get in your spirit. If you don't do anything else for this year, but get a thank you in your spirit. If you don't want to speak it, you don't want to pray it, just put it in the praise song and just walk around. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for blessing me. I got to say thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for how you heal me. So I want to say on that note, we want to keep Apostle Sandra Thomas in our prayers. We want to keep Apostle Sandra Thomas, y'all hear me, in our prayers. We don't just want to pray for her. We don't just want to pray with her. We want to say we take back the authority that we can speak divine healing and wholeness all over her. We're going to just go into a new place with our belief in prayer in 2018. We're no longer going to say, oh, oh, oh. We're going to say, I'll take it back in the name of Jesus. We're going to know when to plead the blood, and we're going to know when to speak the name of Jesus over our life. So on that note, I say amen. And Dr. Wright, would you please pray us out on tonight?
Woman of God, thank you so much. Father God, in Jesus' name, we just thank you. God, in 2018, that we will meet that necessary appointment, and God, we will be so ready. We have already repented, God. We're rehearsing the promise. We won't be distracted, God, by any small creatures, and we won't be surprised by unusual favor. We thank you now. We give you glory and honor now, God, that this year will find us in a different place than the last year. God, that we will be finding a place, God, that is representative of who you are in us. We thank you for all those that are listening to this ministry that will take the word in, that will receive it, will understand it, and grow thereby. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, God. We give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. And we would love to say, see you next Monday. Be blessed. Be grateful. Be thankful. And always catch yourself being in prayer. Amen. Bye-bye.